You can take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
As we launch into the third hour of the program. Coming up, Julia, you'll tell us about a drink that apparently helps cure hangovers, but for some reason it's upsetting some people. We'll find out about that. But Michael is with us listening in Spokane in Washington. And Michael, you were just about to tell us about how apparently this weekend you were arrested and jailed. The story started that you were on your bicycle as you were riding by a police station.
Yeah, I was riding by, I'm not sure if they were local police for the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was riding by the station and I had my helmet on. I had earmuffs on because it was cold outside.
Mm.
And apparently this cop was yelling at me to come over and talk to him. I didn't hear him, being that I was riding my bike, wind in my ears, and I had earmuffs on as well.
Right.
So I just kept on riding. Went right on down the street, crossed the road, rode around for a while, and he came looking after me. You know, I didn't think he was after me. I wasn't doing anything wrong. So he had his lights flashing, was like yelling through his intercom, and I went the other direction because I didn't think he was yelling at me. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
What was he saying? Do you recall?
No, I didn't hear anything except his intercom. I just thought, you know, a cop car with flashing lights and yelling at whatever. I was, like I said, I wasn't doing anything wrong, so I didn't think he was yelling at me. And
right. So, and how many times do people get pulled over on bicycles? It probably is kind of a disconnect there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And so I go riding off the other direction. He calls another unit at that point, and this is, I'm not by myself. This is me and a friend is with me as well.
Okay.
Riding our bikes. And he calls another unit, corners us in, gets right on us, almost runs into me.
Wow.
And gets right out of his car, pulls out his cuffs, and starts putting me under arrest. Like, before reading me my rights or anything.
Well, they don't have to read you your rights. I'm not a lawyer, but as my understanding, they don't have to read you your rights unless they're going to question you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then he read me my rights after I was already handcuffed. And,
mm-hmm.
All my belongings had been taken away from me. And
they arrest your friend as well?
Yeah. And so we're both sitting there in handcuffs, and he starts to question me after reading me my rights. And I tell him, I'm like, okay, well, I think I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right, and I'm going to stay quiet.
So what was his line of questioning about? I mean, what had you determined why he was arresting you at that point?
Yeah, I'd asked him. I was like, is there something wrong, officer? Like, am I doing something wrong? Why am I being arrested? He said, you heard me. You heard me when I was yelling at you, and you just kept on riding. You looked right at me, and you just rode away. And I'm like, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I didn't hear you yelling at me. Why would I think you would be yelling at me for any reason?
So were you being charged with evading arrest or something like that?
Yeah, I was being charged with obstruction. Because I was impeding his investigation.
So what was he investigating? Did you determine what his intentions were in the first place when he was originally yelling at you to pull over?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So I love this. The cops just think that if they stand on the side of the road and wave their arms at somebody or, you know, yell at somebody, that that's somehow communicating what they're supposed to do. That they never take in the fact that maybe you've got headphones in, maybe you're half deaf, like the guy that got shot to death by the cop up there, not in Spokane, but I think it was Seattle, who was half deaf and had an iPod in one of his ears, and he was just sitting there whittling some wood on the side of the side of the road. The cop shot him to death after about 6 seconds of him not responding to the police. So I guess you're lucky they didn't actually tackle you or run into your bike with the car or shoot you dead on site for not hearing them when they were yelling at you.
Yeah, I guess that's the good point of it. But so it gets even better after that. Since I didn't tell him my name, since I exercised my rights, he put me in the car. My friend told him his name, and he just got let go.
Hmm.
So my friend
did
got
your
let
friend
go.
Get a summons? Is he still charged with something?
Yeah. Yeah, he is going to get a summons, and he's being charged with the same thing I am, I'm sure.
Got it.
But, so I
so obstructing obstructing justice or obstructing government administration?
I'm not sure. He just said obstruction. Said
so it's a misdemeanor?
Impeding my investigation of you.
Mm.
For not listening to me.
Wow.
I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me at all.
So you got taken to the cage for the night?
Yeah, well, I got taken to the jail. They checked me in and everything, and then I had somebody come post bail for me, which was $500.
Mm. Wow, man. And so misdemeanor charge, I mean, what are you looking at here, up to a year in jail?
Yeah, but I mean, if I don't pay it, I don't think it's that serious, you know? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the district attorney in a few days here and talk to the district.
Certainly appreciate hearing from you, but and I understand that you are frustrated by that. Or for our listeners that couldn't hear what he said it was BS, and he's very frustrated by how he's being treated. And I don't blame him. It is garbage what they're doing to people. I mean, if you're driving down the road and the cops are, you know, some cop standing on the side of the road and waves at you to pull over, how does that actually mean anything? Like, how does that really communicative? Obviously, if they're behind you and they put their lights on, it's kind of well known that that means you're supposed to pull over. But if a cop just indicates something or is trying to yell at you and you're busy and you're not really even paying attention or noticing him, that's justification for a criminal charge?
That's so crazy.
It's just this is the world in which we live, and the police can get away with this crap. And maybe he's right. Maybe the district attorney will drop the charge down the line, and you know, maybe it was a total bogus arrest. Certainly, there's no shortage of bogus arrests where if you are willing to take it to court, that they may indeed drop the charge. It's just so sad.
I didn't know that you could really get pulled over on a bike.
Apparently you can. I've heard of people getting DUIs on bikes,
yeah.
Or BUI or whatever.
There was actually a case in Florida in Fort Pierce.
Okay.
Yeah, where a man got a DUI on a horse, and he took it to court, and he won because
really?
The horse drives. It's you know the horse doesn't need the human to drive.
Yeah, you just
the
hop
horse,
on
yep.
And tell Bessie go home.
Yep,
or whatever
and
you
Bessie,
name your horse.
So he won.
Bessie's more of a cow name.
Bessie.
Yeah, it's more of a cow name.
Yeah, I guess or an old aunt.
Yeah, what's a good horse name?
Ed.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number for you. It's just, you know, sometimes you can't predict this stuff. These cops behave like, you know, an unchained rabid dog. You have no idea what this crazy animal is going to do to you. And you have no idea what kind of cop you're dealing with until the situation happens. You could be dealing with a very nice cop who's very understanding. And, you know, like I called the Austin Police Department this weekend because John Bush was arrested down in Austin. And we mentioned Austin before on the air. There's a number of it's one of those hot spots for liberty activists around the country. There aren't very many of them, but Austin is one of them, and John Bush is certainly one of the more notable activists down there. In fact, he'll be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum. And he was on the streets in downtown, I believe it was downtown Austin. The cops were harassing somebody, because that's what they do, and John and his friend were there, and his friend, I think Michael, had a video camera with them, and so they wanted to go and keep an eye on the police, do a little cop watch or cop block and kind of check on the situation, and they went over to do that. The cop did not like that very much. The cop then proceeded to assert his authority and tell the John and Michael what to do, because bureaucrats love this, not just cops, but all bureaucrats, a lot of bureaucrats love to just tell you something to do, like to just arbitrarily give you an order so they can exercise control over you. So in this case, the cop's arbitrary order was, you have to get out of this area and stand behind that pole over there. And so after he was, you know, intimidating enough, John and Michael started to move towards because they didn't want to get arrested. So they moved towards the pole. And as they're going towards the pole, they're kind of talking to the cop about the issue. And at one point, the cop just decides he's had enough and he's just going to go ahead and arrest him. So that's what he did. And more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways. But I had a really nice conversation with the cop. I'll tell you about it in a moment.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That is 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. Those features include news updates. You can go and get signed up via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way is your preference, or more than one if you like, and follow Free Talk Live that way. In fact, if you sign up for the Facebook, which... really, that's our most popular method. We probably have about 2,000 people on the email list. I forget how many people, a few hundred on Twitter and over 6,000 on our Facebook page. So the Facebook page is definitely the most popular, and for good reason. It's really easy, and we're doing giveaways on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to our Facebook page. Click the like button, and you will be in the running if you enter when the giveaway happens. It'll be the way you'll find out about the giveaways. We're doing Totesacks. Vaporsmiths.com vaporizers, libertystickers.com bumper sticker 5-packs. We've got Ruger BX25 magazines, copies of Guns and Weed, Yeardley the movie, lots of great giveaways that we've been doing here. Actually, Mark's been putting it all together, and he's going to continue doing them until he goes on vacation in about 2 weeks. So
little gift baskets from Mark?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They're not coming directly from Mark. They come straight from the manufacturer. But each individual business that's helping provide these things for the giveaways is going to be doing the fulfillment, so Mark's not having to
I like the mental image of Mark putting together like pretty little gift baskets.
That is a good
like
image.
Bows.
Mark doing any work whatsoever is, you know, is a good image.
I like that better.
Actually, I jest. He does all kinds of like housework and things like that. Anyway, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. Just click the like button and then keep your eyes on the Free Talk Live Facebook. You know, it's going to pop up in your feed, likely, or you can make a point of going there to see what's happening. But he's doing these giveaways just about every single day, and he does them at different times. So if you're on in the morning versus evening or whatever, he'll do them at different times of the day. And you can win stuff, great stuff. So once again, facebook.freetalklive.com. So I said I talked to this cop this weekend. They had arrested John Bush in Austin and a friend of John's for the dastardly crime of recording video in public of a police encounter. And what did they get charged with? I'm not sure what they were charged with.
Is this in New Hampshire?
No, Austin.
Oh, okay.
Austin,
I was going to say, didn't they just rule that that wasn't okay?
Well, there was the Glick decision, which happened at a federal appeals court in
Massachusetts,
and that's supposed to cover all of the, you know, the Northeast, or New England, or whatever.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, when a court makes a ruling, it doesn't really matter, because even if the Supreme Court says something, the other courts can say, "Well, that's not how we interpret it." And they'll go ahead and just do whatever they want to. And the only way they'll ever be stopped from doing whatever it is that they want to is by a lawsuit. So even though Glick came down, that doesn't mean that Jason Talley's charges have been thrown out. So Jason Talley was arrested while I was in jail. He was, from Talley.tv, he was arrested because he went into the Supreme Superior Courthouse with a video camera. While I was having a hearing, he gets arrested for that and is charged with, you know, disorderly conduct and contempt of court. And this is after the Glick decision. I believe it was after the Glick decision, or maybe right beforehand. But either way, they haven't just said, "Oh, we're going to throw his charges out." The Glick decision happened. They don't care. There's no liability for them. So even though Glick comes down and says, you have the right to record bureaucrats when they're in their public duties, with few exceptions. And, of course, Glick did leave some door open for exceptions. So it's likely the court will just be like, well, we're the exception. So we'll just arrest you. And if you don't like it, you can take it to trial, hire yourself a lawyer for $15,000, and, you know, maybe you'll win. Maybe you won't. So he's still actually in the process. So unfortunately, when the courts make decisions at the higher levels, it doesn't always change anything about how things actually behave. Same thing with the cops. If the cops, there was a story out of Miami where the Miami Transit Security Guards, which is apparently a private company that's hired by the city of Miami to be security at their rail stations or whatever, they were given a notice to post on their little security kiosk or wherever it is they do their work that they're not supposed to harass photographers, that they're not allowed to, you know, arrest and threaten and do these things to photographers. But they do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, basically. There's no liability for them not following the court orders. So 855-453, at least that's been my experience. If you've different experience, by all means, feel free to share it. 855-450-3733. So I had called the Austin Police Department. It was probably about 4 in the morning when this was going down. It was obviously 3 in Austin. And so a message went out on Facebook. And, you know, the Liberty community is a great community. Even the people outside of New Hampshire, a lot of them are connected. And even though we're not in Austin, we can still help. So if you're not in a place where something like that's going down, the message goes out over whatever Facebook methods they're going out over. And, you know, the phone number is given for the police department, and people were, you know, she's his wife, Catherine. She was asking for folks to call the police department. So I picked up my phone, I called up, and I hit the record button, and they took a message for the officer in charge. Now, whenever I leave a message for an officer in charge, I never expect to hear back from them. There's no obligation for them to call me back. First of all, I don't live in their area. And second of all, even if I did live in their area, they still wouldn't have an obligation to call me back. But this guy actually called back. And so, you know, points to him just right out the gate for calling back. That's pretty unusual. But not only that, he didn't freak out when I told him he was being recorded, which, again, pretty unusual. A lot of bureaucrats will flip the F out on you for recording you and hang up the phone. This guy didn't. And I actually ended up having a 20-minute conversation with this guy. And it was a mostly positive conversation. Obviously, he's still a cop, and he's still doing the wrong thing in a lot of areas. But at least this guy was able to show some compassion for other human beings. And we talked about arresting peaceful people, and we covered a variety of different topics. Not just, you know, what's happening with John Bush. I got some information about John and what his situation was. But just kind of got into some philosophy with this cop who was really, you know, a genuinely, I think, one of the good guy cops. I mean, yeah, he's still doing the wrong thing and probably arresting some people for crimes that aren't actually crimes. But all that said, it was nice to be able to have a pleasant conversation with someone calling themselves a law enforcement officer who didn't have this superior, I'm better than you attitude.
Both times that I was arrested when I was younger, which were both for possession of really small amounts of marijuana, mm-hmm. Once was in Virginia and once was in Florida. As I had both cops were fingerprinting me. And as soon as, like, the door closed and we were alone, they were very nice, told me I didn't belong there, they would never have arrested me. There, like, both times, it was so weird.
So
it was
these
like,
are the cops processing you.
Yeah, there was
the
two separate
cops.
Occasions, but it was, like, both times, it happened to be a really nice guy, they saw a little girl in jail, and, you know what I mean, it bothered them, so, yeah. And they were really nice, but they waited till those doors closed, they didn't want to make that opinion known.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's definitely nice cops out there.
It was just refreshing, and I told him so, and I let him know, I said thank you for, you know, not freaking out, and at the very end of the call, I said, I appreciate you being able to show some compassion. And he gave me his direct line and his email address. I sent him an email thanking him. So I thought it was great. So there are some good ones out there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unfortunately, they're overshadowed by their rogue, angry, jacked-up, badge-heavy brethren. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, got a solution to hangovers that's really upsetting some people. Julia will tell us more. Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to LibertyBlanket.com. That's LibertyBlanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you online as well at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We have live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show, radio stations, over 100 of them from coast to coast, and our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels. Actually, just had somebody call in who's a regular listener on XM, cross-country truck driver, was concerned because he didn't hear us this hour on XM. And when I say this hour, I mean 2 hours ago, because XM delays us by 2 hours during the week. And what happened is they have changed their programming today. Freak Talk Live is still on XM's America's Talk on weeknights, but only two of our 3 hours are on. And actually, that was our original deal with XM, was they were going to take the second 2 hours of the show, but the guy that they were originally going to have on during our first hour, I guess that deal fell through, so they put our third hour on, or the first hour, they put all 3 hours on at that time, and they've now got another guy that they brought in, so they cut us back to 2 hours. And so I guess he said he was going to call XM and tell him he wants more Free Talk Live, which is great, and I appreciate it. It's always great when listeners call and show appreciation for a show, rather than being angry about something, or, "I hate that you air this show," you know, to come at a program director from a perspective of, "Wow, you've got a really great program on, and I want to appreciate you doing that." That's a good way to hear more Free Talk Live, whether we're talking about XM or on your local talk radio station. It's not a bad thing to contact them with something positive to say. And, of course, there's usually most stations could stand to take a little more Free Talk Live, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. And I think we've only got like a couple stations that carry the show all 7 nights, all 3 hours per night. So there's usually room to grow. 855-450-FREE is our number. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a through-hardened stainless steel slide slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. See it at Ruger.com and check it out. Purchase it at your local gun dealer. That's Ruger.com. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get all the listening options for Free Talk Live, including our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone, anywhere. We continue here and go to Shadow listening in Huntsville. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to bring up the thing that I heard on the radio station earlier today, a different station, of course, about this new toy that the police are starting to look into. It's a radio-controlled aircraft, and it's like a plane or a little helicopter thing, and it supposedly for search and rescue, but then and suspects and stuff like that, but sounds like Skynet and a Terminator thing to me.
Wait, are you talking about just a drone?
Yeah, a drone, but they got these new ones now. They're small, they're lightweight. They say they only weigh about 2 pounds. They're kind of like a model aircraft. You know, it can either be a plane or it can be a twin-rotor type of helicopter. I've got catalogs, maybe a little catalogs with this stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's an activist up here, Bo, who recently purchased a drone, and he's been using it, and it's really neat stuff. It's got the four helicopter blades in it, and you can actually control it with his iPhone. So it's pretty spiffy, and it was only like $300. So the cost of the acquisition of technology like this is really coming down, and it's coming down into the area where even we can afford it. So, you know, some of the thoughts with like an activist drone would be like if you're at some sort of an event and the police have a police line set up, they're preventing humans from going past it. You could send your drone back there and have the drone, you know, take video and pictures or whatever. So, you know, it is kind of the odds are evening out, and it's kind of fun to adopt the same technology that the state is using. So here in New Hampshire, a lot of the activists have two-way radios that they can communicate with, which is, of course, something that the police have. And now we've got our own drone, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, it sucks that the government has this technology. And really, what are you going to do about it besides maybe shoot them out of the sky?
Well, one thing I have in catalogs, too, is some video stuff that looks like something else. And it's very inexpensive, less than $100, some of these items. And you can wear them in plain sight. Nobody knows that you've got this stuff. So if you're going to videotape, you know, the police doing things like that, that's the kind of stuff you should use. Because you can do it. They won't even know it. Then if you want to put it on the internet where you don't, you know, say who you are or anything, put it out there, then you got it. Then you don't be getting in trouble, man.
Well, I definitely know where you're coming from on that. I would say that having as many cameras in as many places as possible is the most desirable option. Having both overt and hidden cameras on multiple people would be the way to go. But, of course, in order to do that, you've got to be around people who are willing to take that kind of risk. And,
yeah, but if you have the stuff out in the open like that, you're asking for trouble. I mean, you get busted, and then the system wins, you lose.
Well, the trouble's going to happen anyway.
Stuff,
I mean,
you win, they lose.
It's pretty hard to win against the system anyway you slice it, but you can pretty much count on that if you're going to be doing any level of activism, the trouble is going to come your way at some point. It's just kind of how things go.
Way, man.
All right, Shadow. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Well, if you do it the covert way, then you've got to be, you know, make sure you're careful about covering your tracks. Because if you upload it to your own YouTube channel, then they could probably just ask YouTube to get some user information about what IP address they're getting the uploads from, trace the IP address right back to your house, and then if your name's on the internet connection, you might be held liable for it, even if you didn't do it. So there's always that possibility, too. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to hangovers, Julia. You've got something about some sort of concoction that is helping people relieve themselves?
Right. It's a drink marketed as a hangover cure, is enraging alcohol and road safety groups who fear it will encourage drink driving, is what it really says. I'm not... So this is actually out of Australia.
Well, maybe that's what they call it over there.
Drink driving.
Yeah, drink driving.
So, I mean, where can I get me some of this? First of all, it's some sort of a beverage that claims that it can soak up alcohol, like, fast enough, basically, to bring your blood alcohol levels down.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this.
The so-called pick-me-up Security Feel Better went on sale.
That's what it's called?
Security Feel Better.
All right.
It looks like beer. I mean, or soda. It's in just a bottle, and it says Security Feel Better. Went on sale in Australia last week with its website promising users they will feel the effects within 45 minutes. The potion's Sydney-based marketing director, Michael Rahm, says that the French-made drink, based on artichoke extract, contained an enzyme that helped break down alcohol in the liver 5 times faster than the body can on its own.
Impressive.
Right. He said that it has not yet been scientifically tested, but he believes it has the potential to lower blood alcohol levels within the hour. So this is interesting to me in general because, you know, I've always sort of wondered when the possibility of science coming in, because alcohol is one of those things, like, once you start drinking alcohol, unless you have one or maybe 2 drinks and wait a while, like, you're done for in the night. You can't drive, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going places and wanting to drink and having a designated driver is a pain, and it's dangerous, obviously. You can get to a certain point where you're way too drunk to drive and maybe make the decision to drive anyway, because at that point in time, you're not thinking clearly. So I've always wondered when science was going to come into play, when some sort of product could be available that could sober you up, essentially, so that you could drive home. So that's why this story really interested me. But, of course, everybody else hates it, because anything like this, just that, you know, is fun or potential, like, they just hate it.
So they're upset because this is going to encourage people to drink more? Is that what they believe?
That's what they believe. This is, it says road groups, so I imagine this is groups like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but the Australian version, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're mad. They said that you could have 1 or 2 beers and then be below the limit in 45 minutes.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I fail to understand their conceptualization of, like, what's so wrong
with
that.
If it works, what's the problem?
Right. If I'm under the limit, it means I'm not drunk anymore, right? 855-453. More about this coming up, and you can take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, 855-450-3. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free there, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that, and you can do it by getting your shopping done over at Amazon. You can order pretty much whatever you're looking for. It's Amazon. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff. So what you do is you shop through our links that we have for you, affiliate links, over at shop.freetalklive.com. So when you need to buy some books, DVDs, or whatever, you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Electronics, man, Amazon sells it. Shop.freetalklive.com and click through those links. Unless you're looking for a very specific product, like, say, a BB gun, like some of the most awesome BB guns that you can possibly imagine, air rifles, pellet rifles. The Dragon Claw is what Mark picked up from PyramidAir.com. They've got all kinds of guns over at Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online gun retailer. These people know their air guns. And they've been in business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. This gun that Mark got, the Dragon Claw, it's a 50 caliber air rifle. This thing can take down a deer. This is a serious gun. Of course, they have less serious guns for, you know, giving one to your kids or helping, you know, train them with guns, with an air rifle, that sort of thing. There's lots of uses for air rifles. Varmint control, etc. Airgun.freetalklive.com will take you to the page about the Dragon Claw, but from there you can go into the rest of the Pyramid Air website and see the other products they've got. Once again, that's airgun.freetalklive.com, or you can call Pyramid Air at 888-262-4867. That's 888-262-4867. 67. Once again, airgun.freetalklive.com. So, Julia, you're telling us about this security feel better.
Security feel better.
Now, this is not a sponsor of the show. I don't know anything about these folks.
No, I don't even know if it works.
Right. I mean, and they said they haven't scientifically
tested
it yet.
Which I would be interested to see.
So, the claim is, let me see if I've understood this right.
Right.
The claim is they're using some kind of an avocado-based extract or artichoke, I'm sorry. Artichoke extract, and that somehow is more helpful to your kidneys at processing
it. It breaks down the enzymes five times as fast.
The alcohol,
yep.
So, meaning that it should, to some extent, cancel out your being drunk. This is
correct.
The claim is this is a sober up drink.
That's true. That's
and
what I'm saying.
People are upset about this.
Right. So there's organizations. It said road groups, which
this is Australia.
Yeah, this is from Australia. So I'm picturing like MAD, those kind of organizations. They're mad about this. It says they have serious doubts it could work, which maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it's a scam. I mean, but if it is a scam and it doesn't work, people aren't going to keep buying it.
It ain't
going to
work for a long time, yeah.
But he says he is concerned that consumers would interpret it as safe to take the product after drinking to get behind the wheel. Now, if it really works and it really brings your blood alcohol level down, what's the problem?
I don't get it. It almost seems like these people have a hatred for the alcohol user.
In the
same way that people don't like nicotine users and are pissed off that people are using vaporizers.
This is like, Free Talk Live has read crazy stories about places like banning cold beer because they say that that will... Do you remember this? This was years ago.
From being sold, you mean?
From being sold, the convenience store is like single cold beer or something.
Crack
one open in the car. I personally think that the laws where people in the car can't have alcohol are retarded.
Yeah.
If I'm driving, why can't the person next to me? Because I might be tempted to reach over and take a sip.
You're just so not in control of yourself that you just have to drink.
Well, and also, I'll take that a step further, and I'm sure this would really bother people, but why can't I drive around with a beer if I'm below the legal limit? If one beer is all I have and I want to drive around with
a beer,
what's
sure.
the problem? If we have a legal limit in place...
It's zero tolerance is really the mindset, isn't it? I mean, it's, oh, my God, we can't even have anyone having any alcohol. I mean, these people would push to lower constantly the BAC.
Well, they did recently, or when I say recently, I mean like 5 years recently. Mm-hmm. In Australia, they brought it down to 0.05.
From 0.08?
From 0.08. And I know in the United States it was 0.1 for a while, and they brought it down to 0.08.
Oh, okay.
Which I'd like to take a moment to talk about how... largely, or at least somewhat useless, blood alcohol content is. I have a nice breathalyzer. And this isn't like a little keychain, cute little thing. I spent several hundred dollars on this. It's, from what I have experienced, it's very accurate. Like,
don't you actually have to buy like a part?
Yeah, you have to buy sensors and replace the sensor to make it so it works. So, the reason I bought this is because I was curious as to what blood alcohol content meant, because I hear these numbers, right? So I can't drive from over 0.8, but or 0.08.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never blown.
What does it feel like for you?
Right.
Yeah.
So I've blown into this thing a lot. I take it with me. Mm-hmm. And, one of the first things that's become very apparent is that women tend to blow much lower than men. And
as far as the volume of air?
No, as far as
the actual
content. So you and I could drink the same amount of alcohol, and I bet I would blow half as much as you.
Why?
And you would probably be more sober than I, because women have more fat on their bodies. I have boobs and a butt, sort of, right? So.
Yes, you do.
Somewhat, right? Anyway. So basically, we can drink the same amount. I could be drunker than you, but it's safer legally for me to drive.
Because it's being like held in the fat or something?
Yeah, because
like
it has to do with the way it's processed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like when I drink with guys, they'll always blow like twice as high.
Interesting.
Like, skinny guys always blow twice as high. And
but
I know.
Fatter guys, not
right,
that way.
But they can handle more alcohol than I can,
mm-hmm.
for sure. But I always drive because I know that if I get pulled over, I'm going to be the one with the lower limit. Yeah. So,
wow.
I mean, it doesn't... blood alcohol content, it has so much...
So it's almost as useless as the body mass index, for instance.
Right. Then. I mean, there may be some indicators, but, like, it depends on a lot of different factors. It depends on what you've eaten that day. It depends mm-hmm. on your weight. It depends on if you're an alcoholic or not. There are people out there who have blown, like, 0.8 and are walking down the street, and you and I would be dead on the floor.
Hmm.
So I just think it's this one-size-fits-all system to try to prove whether or not somebody's intoxicated.
Right.
And I have a philosophy that I think works best. If you can't walk, you can't drive.
Well, yeah.
Right? I mean, if you can't walk straight, then you shouldn't be driving. That's my personal philosophy.
So it's interesting that they're so upset about this, these teetotalers, for lack of a better term.
Right.
These people that are just really, they're really anti-alcohol. I mean, that's what they're covering up for here, because If the reason for having DUI laws to keep people safe on the roads,
right.
If the idea is that being drunk on the road is a dangerous thing, we don't want drunks on the road, and if this product, and we're not saying it does because we have no experience with it, but if this product actually does reduce the blood alcohol content, actually does sober people up to the point where driving is a safer thing to do, that's harm reduction. They should be in favor of it. And the only reason why they wouldn't be in favor of it is because of some blind hatred simply for the idea of someone being inebriated, simply for the idea of someone, modifying their state of consciousness in some
right.
way.
I mean, if they want to prove something, they should fund a scientific experiment to prove this stuff doesn't work, and they'll put them right out of business.
Yeah, there you go. But it's much easier to just harp on it and, yell and get a bunch of publicity for
right.
your group.
And they're saying, you know, that they think that what this is going to do is increase people drinking and driving. I don't believe that at all. I think that
people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yes, they're going to do it anyway.
And if anything, this is going to lower it.
If it works, yes. And if it doesn't, people are not going to buy it for long.
And, you know, the Vaporsmiths vaporizer and the vaporizer industry, those things work for people. So they're using them and they're spreading the word about them and they're becoming more prolific. And you're starting to see people using vaporizers for nicotine in more places. And it just enrages the people that don't like cigarette smoke. That don't like cigarette smokers, because it's more than just not liking the smoke, as they claim. It's about not liking the fact that someone's using drugs. Look at that person. They're a drug addict. We can't have that in front of our children. People are using drugs. If they're a nicotine user, they just need to be out of sight. So it's not about the smoke. And the same thing, this isn't about keeping people safe. This isn't about harm reduction. This is about punishing people. This is about, we like the idea of people being dangerous. I mean, what? It's crazy. No one's going to... Alcohol's
say
not
that,
going anywhere,
that,
and if this can help people, then
some
I'm all
people
for it.
Probably feel like they want people who drink and drive to get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if something lowered their blood alcohol content,
they're getting away,
they're
with,
getting
it.
Away with it. And that makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah. So security feel better. They have a website, and
you know, I should put this to the test with my breathalyzer.
You should
order this and do some very scientific experiments.
We could do them together if you wanted to. Security, you can pay $5 a bottle. It's not cheap. This is the cost of an expensive drink, basically. $5 per bottle. Two, you can get them in multi packs, whatever. So it's available internationally. Apparently, it's not just an Australia thing. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.